It's been less than 2 years since a Justice Department report found the vast majority of New York City schools were not adequately serving students with physical disabilities, denying them equal access to education. City officials, in response, are working to upgrade public school facilities. A group of students tell WNYC's Yasmin Khan they think the city has a long way to go.
Students with physical disabilities say just about every day they're reminded that they have a disability and that they're different from the majority of their peers. Aaron Phillip is 16 and attends the New York City Lab School for Collaborative Studies. He has cerebral palsy and uses a wheelchair full time.
I shouldn't have to suffer and feel ostracized from my peers in any social space because of what I am.
But he says he often does feel isolated. A lot of this has to do with what he views as fellow students not accepting him. And much of the problem has to do with how this school system, overall, is not designed to meet the needs of people with mobility issues. Aaron says at his school, the hallways are very narrow.
And there are lots of kids in these hallways every day. They're just not mindful at all of my presence.
The school is considered partially accessible, which means students with disabilities can get to parts of the building, but not all. Aaron can enter his school through the front door, but in many schools, the accessible entrance is on the side or at the back, often where the garbage gets wheeled in and out. In fact, only about 17% of city schools are fully compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act, meaning that all parts of a building are accessible to someone in a wheelchair, that there's proper signage, doors open easily, and office counters aren't too high. At a recent panel on the issue, I heard from Aaron and a handful of other students about the lack of access to facilities, but also the social and academic implications that come with it. Emma Albert is finishing up eighth grade at the Manhattan School for Children. She uses a wheelchair or crutches. So applying to high school meant her options were limited.
When you're looking for an accessible school, you're looking, and the people helping you are just looking for an accessible school. They don't really care about, oh, what are your personal interests outside of school? It's just like, as long as it's accessible, it's a good school for you.
Since last year, the city has hired 6 accessibility coordinators to help oversee improvement efforts. It's invested $100 million in the next capital plan for building upgrades, but that only buys big changes at 17 schools over 5 years. As students made clear, building facilities are a significant hurdle to having an inclusive school experience, but there are other issues too. Aaron has a lot to say about busing.
We've had awful bus issues this year. When I say awful, I really mean awful.
It can take him up to 3 hours to get from where he lives in the Bronx to his school on West 17th Street in Manhattan. He's missed weeks of school entirely because of transportation issues. Jacqueline Kostushenko, a sixth grader at MS 447 in Park Slope, primarily uses a seated scooter to get around. She takes the regular school bus along with her non-disabled classmates. It's important to her to be with the other kids.
But the problem is I have my scooter and apparently they can't take the scooter onto my bus.
It's considered a hazard. To bring her scooter along, she'd have to apply for special education busing, where she'd be separated from everyone else. Her parents were so insisted that Jacqueline not be segregated in this way that they bought a second scooter for her to keep at school. It's another example of how accessibility is so lacking in the design of the school experience. Students with disabilities don't get to fully participate in school life. Emma Albert, the eighth grader at Manhattan School for Children, brought up another issue, the cafeteria.
I've definitely seen a bunch of people with disabilities sitting by themselves every day at lunch.
It's not because kids don't want to include them.
Our cafeteria tables have built-in seats. And you can't pull a wheelchair up to those tables, and that's where we're supposed to sit. And the people with disabilities have to sit by themselves at these other round tables, like away from everyone else.
Emma says it was important for her to attend a fully accessible high school so she could experience everything. So in the fall, she'll be attending the Beacon School. That means, among other things, for the first time, she'll be able to enter school through the front door, along with everyone else. Yasmin Khan, WNYC News.